Post-Hypnotic Press presents Anybody Can Do Anything by Betty McDonald, narrated by Heather Henderson. 1. Anybody can do anything, especially Betty. The best thing about the Depression was the way it reunited our family and gave my sister Mary a real opportunity to prove that anybody can do anything, especially Betty. Mary's belief that accomplishment is merely a matter of application was inherited from both Mother and Daddy. Mother, who has become, through the years and her own efforts, a clever artist, inspired cook, excellent gardener, qualified midwife, skillful seamstress, reliable encyclopedia of general information, book-a-day reader, good practical nurse, dependable veterinary, tireless listener, fine equestrienne, strong swimmer, adequate carpenter, experienced farmer, competent dog trainer, and splendid stonemason, was working for a dress designer in Boston when she met my father, an ambitious young mining engineer, who, though rowing on the crew, working all night in the observatory, and tutoring rich boys during the day, graduated from Harvard with honors in 3 years. The union of these two spirited people produced 5 children, 4 girls and 1 boy, all born in different parts of the United States, all tall and red-headed, except my sister Dee Dee, who is small and hard-headed. Mary, the oldest of the children, was born in Butte, Montana, and indicated at a very early age that she had lots of ideas and tremendous enthusiasm, especially for her own ideas. I, Betty, the next child, emerged in Boulder, Colorado, and from the very first leaned toward Mary's ideas like a divining rod toward water. When I was but a few months old, Gammy, my father's mother, who always lived with us, sent Mary to the kitchen to ask the cook for a drink of water for me. Mary returned in a matter of seconds with the bathroom glass half filled with water. Gammy, suspicious, asked Mary where she had gotten the water. Mary said, "Out of the toilet." Gammy said, "Mary Bard, you're a naughty little girl." Mary pointed at me, smiling and reaching for the cup, and said, "No, I'm not, Gammy. See, she wants it. We always give it to her." The rest of the family proved to be a little firmer textured, not so eager to be Mary's guinea pigs, so she has always generously allowed them to choose between their own little old wizened-up ideas and the great big juicy, ripe, tempting ones she offered. My first memories of being the Trilby for Mary's Svengali go back to that winter in Butte, Montana, when each morning Mary marched importantly off to the second grade at McKinley School, while my brother Cleve and I, who could already read and write, shuffled despondently off to Miss Crispin's Kindergarten, a gloomy institution where all the crayons were broken and had the peelings off. The contrast between Miss Crispin's and real school, in fact, between Miss Crispin's and anything but a mortuary, was heartbreakingly obvious even to 4- and 5-year-olds, but the contrast between Miss Crispin's and the remarkable school that Mary attended and described so vividly to us was unbearable. Nothing ever happened at Miss Crispin's, except that some days it was gloomier and darker than on others, and we had to bend so close to our coloring work to tell blue from purple or brown from black that our noses ran on the pictures. Some days Miss Crispin, who was very nervous, yelled at us to be quiet, got purple blotches, and pulled and kneaded the skin on her neck like dough. And on Fridays, to the halting accompaniment of her sight-reading at the piano, we skipped around the room and sang. Miss Crispin taught us all the verses of Dixie, Swanee River, My Country Tis of Thee, and Old Black Joe, and for the bottom rung on the ladder to enjoyment, I nominate skipping around the room, dodging little kindergarten chairs, and singing Old Black Joe. Compare this, then, to the big brick school that Mary attended, where everyday occurrences, according to Mary and Joe Doner, a boy at school called on so often to prove incredible stories that, if you don't believe me, just ask Joe Doner, has become a family tag for all obvious untruths, were
Sample complete. Ready to continue?